That's cool. Hey, I was reading, you know, these diamond clones and even the diamonds, they're supposed to have a good ground on the shield side up there at the antenna. Some of them guys are talking about the different mounts they had and making sure it had a good connection to ground and all that stuff. But I wonder how much better they would work if we did that. I mean, right now, maybe it's just using the metallic, the metal covers for the magnets for a ground plane. I don't know.
There's enough capacitive coupling, but I'm telling you, they do great. I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. It'd be, if a guy had all the time in the world in a vehicle, he didn't mind grinding a spot on the roof line and soldering some copper grounding. I'm trying to think of that stuff you use in the shack for connecting stuff together, but put a nice ground directly to the surface underneath it and just see how it compared signal strength-wise, you know. It'd be interesting as an experiment, but yeah, I'm not going to do something like that with my truck or the Journey.